Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Still a bit to come on Dwayne's World. So many texts have come through today. A record amount of texts. A couple of texts here just quickly before Sammy Ebbin. One here with my question. Well, I got whacked on the text for saying Harley Reid was the story of the year. Dwayne, I'll tell you what's better than story this year than Harley Reid. It's the Bombers. After sneaking into the finals this year and winning our first final in a decade. So I can be proud of my Bombers. Otto from Carron Downs. Sammy Edmonds has been good enough to join me for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Buy any McCafe coffee on the My Macca's app for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Great to have you, Sammy, in the house. What's been the story of the year so far for you? Is it Harley Reid or is there something I've missed?
Dwayne, I'm not sure, but all I can say is it's been a great play. I'm glad you made me wait in here because it's been endless entertainment watching the 40 Wings temper text roll through. They're with you, they're against you, they don't know what to make of it. Jeez, it's entertaining watching you come through. My question to you, actually, in the wake of round six is how many? How many did Dwayne Russell tip correctly in round six?
Well, I've got to go back to my original formula. I'm going to tip the rest of the year tomorrow. I got two.
Two? But you tip in advance. I know that. So two.
No, I don't. No, I haven't been this year.
Oh.
So this year I've been doing it on a whim.
Well, that's your problem. That's your problem.
And that's exactly my problem. And I've been doing it as part of the Buddy Bet tipping competition that we've got running on the show. But Buddy Bet's still staying with us, but I'm actually going to do my Buddy Bet selections for the rest of the year tomorrow. I'm going to go back to my original formula rather than trying to win the Buddy Bet money every week.
Given the way round six transpired, and I'm assuming 7, 8, 9, and 10 to come, is that you probably that's probably the way to do it. I was upset with four, but then it looks as though four is par for the course.
Yeah, twice as many as me. What a wild weekend. So much to get to, so little time. Where would you like to start?
Let's start maybe with Jamara Ugal-Hagan, who missed, obviously, the Western Bulldogs game in round six for personal reasons. And we'll get to Rory Lobb in a moment, his replacement. But he also missed training again today. So this return to the senior side for Jamara Ugal-Hagan looking unlikely at this stage. Personal reasons, as I say, returning home to be with family. Now, he did turn some heads at St Kilda Town Hall on Saturday night, Dwayne, with some others for a boxing event. However, he was absent from the Witten Oval again today. Now, club officials, to my understanding, Dwayne, don't have an issue with Ugal-Hagan attending the boxing as he works through personal issues, but he would need to train fully in the Western Bulldogs' main session. That's on Wednesday to be considered any chance to face Fremantle in Perth on Saturday night, given the side will fly out of town on Friday. His replacement, the former Docker Rory Lobb, excellent, wasn't he, last Thursday night? And last time he played out west, we had the Lobb's tears and all sorts of merchandise and beers being brewed for the occasion, all the rest of it. So there'll be some theatre in that. At this stage, Ugal-Hagan unlikely, but we'll see what happens main training Wednesday.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. Thanks for that update. I thought he was going to be in for sure. Been a lot of talk about Harley Reid. It's a fun discussion, though, isn't it?
I'm fascinated by it. You know what? I find myself, and I think a few people have asked this question already, and I know Harley himself is the sexy story, the number one pick, and the North Melbourne element, and the fact that he's done what he's done, it's awesome, and love watching him play. A bit of the chicken or the egg about it too, like how much of it is down to the senior players as well that are now finally fit and available and the difference they have made? Like, for me, Harley fits into that as a broader reason for improvement at West Coast rather than, and this is just my opinion, being the sole reason and the beacon for the Eagles. Uplift like Yo, Kelly, they've been red hot on the inside. Barras, McGovern, Waterman. I mean, McGovern only 9 games last year, Yo 10 games, Waterman 11, Barras 14. We know the issues they've had just getting out on the park, let alone getting into some sort of form. I think the fact that collective, their senior players are up and going, which is the problem at North Melbourne for mine, that next generation talent don't have the senior players there and around them to guide them and protect them. I think it's hand in glove at the moment with Harley Reid and the experienced players at the West Coast Eagles. But regardless, it's been awesome to watch.
It has, and I think we've seen it before with a few. When Nick Dacos first came onto the scene at Collingwood, I reckon there was a number of Collingwood senior players. This kid is great.
Yeah.
We're going to be all right. And I think there is that breeds through. I've seen it with, I was at Port Adelaide when Craig Bradley came through. Apparently it happened at Port Adelaide when Nathan Buckley played in the game as a teenager, played in the Sandville. He was best on ground in the grand final and a premiership win and won the McGarry medal that year as a teenage kid, Nathan Buckley, and it had that impact on Port Adelaide winning the Sandville flag as well. When you get a good kid come along, it changes the world, and it's good that he's changed their world.
Yeah, and hasn't the Glendenning medal, Dwayne, which is now the Glendenning Allen medal, just had so many great chapters? And maybe this was one where Ross himself needed to override the decision. I mean, he's got history. So Elliot Yeo with the 7 votes, 26 touches, 6 clearances. Harley Reid, the man of the hour, of course, was second with 6 votes, a vote behind, 19 disposals and the 3 goals. Now, Reid got 2 votes from the journalist, Mitchell Woodcock. He got 3 from Andrew Embley as the former Eagle, but only 1 from David Mundy. Now, admittedly, David Mundy gave his 3 and his 2 to Eagles players as well. But did you like the little clip? Did you hear the clip that Harley Reid gave Mundy on radio afterwards?
No.
Tongue in cheek, he said, "Oh, well, you know, David clearly doesn't like me, he only gave me the 1. And Mundy responded in kind with words to the effect of, "Well, if you got a touch in the first 10 minutes." So all sorts of drama. I mean,
wow.
I like the fact as well, Dwayne, that it's not known the Glendenning Allen medal winner until it's read out on the ground. Like, it's not disseminated beforehand like various other awards, like the Anzac medal.
Let me throw it out there. 1-300-736-736. Should they do this with Norm Smith voting? Would you like the 3-2-1 read out on the ground?
Yeah. And Norm then Smith. Later, Dwayne, you can send the emails out with the breakdown of it. But but for something like the Anzac, I love the fact that it's just read out on the ground. There's some drama with that, and we've seen it over time as well. So found that interesting over the weekend.
Would you like that, a viewer voter, this Norm Smith medal this year? Sam Edmund, 3 to Nick Dacos, 2 Steel Side Bottom, 1 Harley Reid.
A bit of theatre.
Yeah. It'll be 1-300-736-736. We'll squeeze you in for Lost in the Wash if you've got a thought on that. Or send through your text 0433-98-1116. You got a bit of injury news. I might have got Cenk Ujak's injury wrong earlier on. I think I said it was a hamstring, but what is it?
Well, I mean, you'd be forgiven for mucking it up. And this is the whole point of it, isn't it? The guy just can't get out in the park. You feel desperately sorry for him. This time it's a little quad issue, Dwayne, but as I said, it's been an endless run of soft tissue injuries that have really stalled this exciting career from when he burst onto the scene. Of course, he went over to Doha over the break to get to the bottom of it all. A hamstring strain in the preseason in a match scrimmage out at Waverley. And now this quad strain when he was all set to play VFL at the weekend. So another absence, another period of time on the sidelines for Changwith Jath. It's a real shame.
It is. And Tribunal, I'm looking forward to seeing how Toby Green goes. I don't necessarily think Jesse Hogan's got much of a case, but Toby Green's an interesting one given he was running at the ball and what else he's supposed to do, and he kind of protected himself, but he also looked as if he didn't want to hurt the guy either.
Yeah, well, Jesse Hogan first. I mean, this is the Charlie Ballard rule, isn't it, for lack of a better phrase. Yeah. This was the one that was amended in the off-season. So the rules of the tribunal now read, the action of a player ruled to have committed a strike when intentionally shoving or fending an opponent will be graded as intentional. So it is the intentional in the low-impact, high-contact trio of events here, Dwayne, that gets it to a match. Obviously, if it were careless, like it used to be, it would only be a fine. They're going to argue force, of course, GWS, and try to argue that it was below the force required. And I just heard Brad Scott as well come into bat for Toby Green as well, agreeing with much of what Adam Kingsley had to say in the aftermath. He said Green was innocent and suggested Wright shouldn't have faced suspension as well. Of course, those two acts have been compared. The difference being, of course, is the consequences not quite as severe in the Toby Green case, given no player was concussed and no player ruled out. But, I mean, it really does point to making a play on the ball, doesn't it? And we do feel desperately sorry for the players who are making a play on the ball, Dwayne, until that last couple of seconds where they do brace to protect themselves for mine. So I'm a bit like you. At the moment, though, precedence has been set, I think it's fair to say, with Peter Wright. So I'd be really surprised if Toby Green was able to overturn it.
Great to have you, Sammy. Always good to be able to pick your brain, and can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. It's going to be another big day at Midday Madness. We'll see if we can squeeze everyone in the first 2 hours tomorrow and talk to you straight out of 2.
Good on you, Dwayne. And I do like this text from old mate Twinkles. I got my girlfriend who knows nothing about footy to do my tips this week. 7 out of 8. Thanks for coming.
Oh, yeah. Very nice work, Twinkles. AFL updates are for RJ Sanderson. RJ Sanderson and Associates are accountants and taxation specialists. Take the stress out of tax. And speaking of the chicken and the egg question, and whether you'd like to see it on Norm Smith voting on grand final day. The 3-2-1 read out live on the ground from all the voters. I think Harley Reid answered the question. I asked him last week whether he thinks he's inspiring his older teammates or whether it's the other way around. I think he answered the chicken and the egg question himself last week. We'll see if we can pull that out for after the break. You with Dwayne's World.